Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at June 16, 2025. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce the main themes of Russian disinformation on TikTok. Each day, there are thousands of new videos promoting pro-Kremlin narratives and propaganda. It's worth noting that Russians can only access European TikTok via VPN. There is currently a massive TikTok campaign aimed at promoting a positive image of Russia. The videos typically feature relatively attractive young women and focus on themes of nationalism and cultural heritage. Ironically, many of these videos from Moscow or St. Petersburg are deceptively edited to portray Ukraine in a false light, claiming there is no war and that international aid is being funneled to corrupt elites. Other videos feature Russians living in the West who spread familiar false narratives, for example, that Ukraine was the aggressor in Donbas in 2014. They also promote so-called peace initiatives while implying that the ongoing conflict is somehow Zelensky's fault. As you can predict, some of these people are actually paid by the Kremlin. One of them is Alexandra Yost, aka Sasha Meets Russia, who produces high-quality propaganda around Russia. There is also a growing amount of AI-generated content featuring women in Russian military uniforms, often presented in an overtly sexualized manner. And it's not just in English, there are numerous German accounts spreading pro-Russian propaganda, often focusing on idealized portrayals of Russia and especially Russian women. Naturally, there are also posts depicting a peaceful, white Russia, showing only white people on the streets, despite the fact that around 15% of Russia's population is Muslim. This decadent West versus traditional Russian narrative is a recurring and well-established trope in Russian propaganda. Then there are the videos portraying Putin as a beloved leader, universally admired by Russians. These often feature footage of a younger, more energetic Putin, rather than the older, more isolated and paranoid figure he appears to be today. To conclude, European TikTok is currently facing a significant Russian disinformation and propaganda problem. This content includes AI-generated videos, promotion of Russian military and cultural themes, and clips featuring attractive Russian individuals to enhance appeal. The second edition of Vatnik Soup, The Ultimate Guide to Russian Disinformation, is officially out. You can order your copy here.